columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There is a new unit of time that will replace the nanosecond, and that is the amount of time it takes for an event to happen and John Kirby to get on the airwaves explaining what Biden really said and meant.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
That's right, ladies. DanaLash.com. You gotta celebrate the first 4-star female admiral, Mr. Rachel Levine. I'm just, you know, it's all about equality, ladies, right? And you know what? Today, and I made note of this to Kane, the State Department says today is International Pronouns Day. It's International Pronouns Day. Did you know it? Interestingly, it's also National STFU Day, too. Did you know? Mm-hmm.
We're getting to the chorus of the song. I don't know if we should, because we need that.
We need it.
Man, I feel like
a woman. We got to have the chorus. We still got a little bit. Everybody who's watching the non-licensed music portion of this, it's going to be right here. Here we go. She does, man. I feel like a woman. Cue the horns. There you go.
Those are synthesizers.
It sounds like horns, though, Kane. Shut up. It sounds like horns because if Dr. Rachel Levine can be the first 4-star admiral, those synthesizers can be horns. Yeah.
He's synthesized, too.
Yeah, he's... Oh. I'm going to try to...
Didn't mean for you to choke there.
Yeah, just choking to death. It's okay. Oh, my gosh. So, whew. There's some things. By the way, Netflix, you have a bunch of white people protesting a black man at Netflix right now. Literally, they're apparently outside protesting Dave Chappelle's. Oh, my gosh. All these white people are protesting a black man. I'm looking at a live stream of it. Like, literally, Reuters has a literal live stream of this. And it's a bunch of white people protesting a black man at Netflix. Gosh, I want to retweet that, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I'm going to try. Look at that. Bunch of white people protesting, white leftists protesting a black man. So, I have so much wokery. So, first thing is this situation with the State Department. So you have the State Department that has, they actually tweeted that. I wasn't making that up. They say, today on International Pronouns Day, we share why many people list pronouns on their email and social media profiles. Read more here on Share America. Share America is the U.S. Department of State's propaganda platform. Stories about stuff. And so they say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is a real story. This is what our government is writing. Our government is writing this.
In the United States, it's become increasingly common for people to share their pronouns.
No, really? It's not, though. It's not a thing. Quit, because it's not a thing.
Many Americans are including their pronouns on social media profiles or name tags or as part of email signatures.
Oh, my gosh. So, Kane, what are your pronouns?
This and that.
Isn't that...
What are yours? Oh, wait. Don't tell them what yours is that you said off the air.
But if it's newsworthy,
no,
I got a free pass with the Brendan Carr is the FCC commish.
Let's not spend that pass on something like that.
Dude, it really would be worth it, though.
I don't know. Just saying.
I have to use that get out of free pass. Does it actually have value? Like, I'm just curious.
I'm not sure, because I don't think you got a laminated thing or anything.
No, like, I can be like, Brendan Carr said I could do that.
Right.
And then all of our affiliates can stop freaking out because it doesn't count. right? It doesn't count. Much like women in society anymore. It doesn't count.
Whoa, I see what you did there.
What? I didn't do anything. What? Me? No. I didn't do nothing.
You know Michael Jackson's pronouns?
I'm just talking about
were?
The... Do what? What you know, was that?
Michael
what?
Jackson's pronouns?
Yeah, you know his one?
What? Juan is dead. Juan is laughing so hard. He's dead. You got to say it like that, though. So yours are this or that. Yeah. Mine would be redacted off. That would be mine. Just this. So we are so screwed. This is what our State Department is doing. I mean, you've got Americans that are dying in Kabul because they were abandoned. But the State Department's like, hold up. It's pronoun day. Yeah. Just, oh, man. Yeah. It's pronoun day. Wow. What does that even mean? I don't even know. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So I'm actually right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm watching this live stream of white Netflix people protesting the black comedian that they have. They don't like that. They're because they have a problem with it. So it's okay. I mean, literally all the protesters are white. All of them are white. Literally everyone. Oh, here's a white blonde protester. I'm mad at the black man comedian because I'm a white leftist. Just call it what it is. Just it's true. We are so screwed. China tested a nuclear capable hypersonic missile that traveled around the globe at low orbit. North Korea apparently launched a rocket from a submarine. What is the United States doing? We made a man the first female admiral, and it's pronoun day.
Jeez. China's just laughing at us.
I want to bully our government. I want to bully my own country right now. When you see weakness, you want to bully it. I can't help it. Sure. Right? This is the dumbest thing ever. We are so screwed. Your tax dollars are paying for the government to write about pronouns. Oh my gosh. Not only... Can I sidebar to everything else? Like the they, them pronoun, you get mad at me all you want to. I don't care where you're coming from. It's stupid. Grammatically, it bothers me. I would rather you make up something Lewis Carroll style than to absolutely molest grammar in the way that grammar is being molested. Just saying, to make that happen. But yeah, I mean, China is going to probably nuke the hell out of us. And, you know, North Korea is launching stuff from subs. But hey, it is pronoun day. We're too busy talking about Z and Zer to pay attention to. Okay, WTF is Z going to do about it? Come on. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي، الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So in Prince George's County, Maryland, there are two zebras that have been on the loose since the beginning of September. And officials think they finally figured out how to fight the missing zebra problem. The answer? More zebras. Five zebras escaped from a private farm in early September, and three were reported to authorities in August after they were spotted in a wooded area of some part of Maryland, I don't know, about 20 miles away from D.C. And so now they tell NBC that since they're looking, they're going to get more zebras and try to corral them. And then they get the loose zebras to return to the corral and the herd. So, yeah, that's actually kind of funny. I think it's hysterical. So this is so funny to me. A doctor slapped a patient's face and told him to stop blanking about moments before surgery. This is in Britain. NHS consultant David James was convicted of assault after he smacked a patient about to go under the knife for gallbladder surgery in a bizarre outburst at Guy and St. Thomas's Hospital in London. Dr. David James was treating his last patient of the day. He said he was trying to put an oxygen mask on the patient and they heard a visible smack sound, according to colleagues. The Welsh-born anesthesiologist has not worked since the tantrum, but apparently he yelled at the patient, quote, "Stop messing around, you." It's the F word for wanker. Just saying. He is so in trouble. Oh, boy. Also, let's see here. I got a couple of other things. Blackstone is buying the majority stake in Spanx. Spanx, ladies. Blackstone, the people who are buying up everybody's houses and trying to make renting the new thing as opposed to property ownership. Now they're buying your control top pantyhose. I honestly wouldn't buy Spanx anymore. That's me. I'm not saying do a boycott because I don't like Hive Mind stuff, but I'm not going to be buying no Blackstone Spanx. Also, a couple of other things. Non-prescription medicines are coming to Maryland vending machines. New Zealand COVID cases hit record high despite vaccination push. And coming up, we got wokery. The CDC said, you don't care. The CDC is advising the unvaccinated to stay home for the holidays. The CDC recommends delaying travel until you are fully vaccinated. Okay, once again, Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS secretary, has been fully vaxxed and he got it still.
What they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
Yeah, and that's Rochelle Walensky on the injections. I don't call them vaccines because I don't want to mislead you and spread disinformation into thinking that these transfer an immunity that they don't transfer. So that's why I'm very particular about that, because I believe in facts, F-A-C-K-S, and science. Facts and science. Excuse me. So the whole thing is it doesn't make sense. I'm going to stay home for the holidays. No one's staying home for the holidays. Shut up. No one's staying home for the holidays. CDC can recommend whatever they want to. Nobody's listening. Everybody's done. The Surgeon General wants you to upload your vax status to a dating app. Wow, that sounds... What about... So they want to know if you've been vaccinated for the virus, but what about STDs? Oh, is that too much? Is that too private? U.S. Surgeon General partners with Hinge. What is that like? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that a dating site? Hinge? I'm assuming it is. Yeah. To list 10 tips for COVID. I don't know. COVID and cuffing season. The hell is that? What is that? Steve, what is that?
Usually people are single, and then cuffing season when it gets colder because you want someone to bring home for the holidays, or just by Valentine's Day. And then after it gets
warm
out.
Why do I feel like I'm listening to Nat Geo now?
I could speak.
And here is the North American human during cuffing season.
So
and watches the females make an elaborate display for the males here during cuffing. I cannot believe that that is a term.
So they're coupling up during cuffing season, and then after cuffing season, they decouple?
I was literally like, does this have to do with like cufflinks and wrist cuffs, me and my pureness?
Yeah, so they call October tryouts, and then...
It's slut season. Just say it. Why can't we just say it? Cuffing season. Because that sounds way more proper. It sounds weirder, honestly. I'm like, what are you doing with your cuffs? What is that? That's weird, man. I got so many other names for this. This is a Nat Geo. Humans now have completely devolved into being an interesting Nat Geo program. Cuffing season. By the way, did you all catch Steve's, he sighed as he explained it. Did you guys catch that for a minute? He went, ah. And I couldn't tell if it was, gosh, I hate my generation, or if it was, I hate humans, or I have to talk to the Gen Xers.
It was the latter. Yeah, it was the latter. I thought you knew what that was, but maybe.
No, I didn't know what that was. I am pure and wholesome, Steve.
I put a schedule in Slack so you can take a look at.
Oh, my gosh. So just because Steve's family listens now, and so we just want to let everybody know that Steve is also wholesome and pure. Oh my gosh, so this is the cuffing season, and this is basically the winter mating season for the human. Scouting is from August 1st to 31st. Drafting is from September 1st to the 30th. So for October, it's tryouts. Preseason is November. Cuffing season is the beginning of December, but only till January 15th. And then playoffs is January up until Valentine's Day. The championship game is Valentine's Day. And then the debate is spring break. Resign. It's in the cuff or uncuffed by anywhere from April to July. That is, I am fascinated now. Someone made this into a graphic. Someone sat down for the, oh my gosh, I'm ever so. This is why there's hot labels on hot drinks, like warning labels. Okay, so. You okay, Kane?
It reminds me like having a fantasy team. I don't know, just made me laugh.
Cuffing season. Oh my gosh, I feel like there's something we could do with this. So make a note of that. That's a great way. I'm just like going to use that for Valentine's Day for real, man. Okay, so if you enjoy wine and you're tired of drinking the boring $10 grocery store Strawberry Hill, you need to try the extreme altitude wine that comes from the mountains of Argentina. Imagine pouring a glass with your dinner that comes directly from the highest vineyards in the entire world. That's 6,000 to 9,000 feet. Any higher, and the grapes wouldn't be able to survive. What does all this mean for the wine? A flavor unlike any wine you've ever tasted. Blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry. This stuff packs a punch. And nature does all the work. That means no dyes and no flavor additives. The wine is almost impossible to get in the U.S. The small family producers deep in the Andes Mountains make limited quantity of these bottles. Just getting the wine down from the mountain unbroken and undrank is a challenge. The guys over at Bonner Private Wines have cracked the code to getting these rare wines to Americans. They've cut out the middleman, so you're not going to deal with any big industry markup. Visit conservativewines.com and you'll get top quality extreme altitude wine for about half the price. My listeners get 50% off the wine and 50% off the shipping. No need for a promo code. Just visit conservativewines.com. That's conservativewines.com.
استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Two things that we've known. First off, don't ever pick a fight at a Waffle House because can you fight is one of the entry requirements, apparently, to work at Waffle House. So, Madison County, Florida, a Madison County Waffle House employee called 911 Monday night to report an attempted robbery because the Florida man used his finger guns to try to steal Waffle House napkins. It's on video. They identified Edward William Rodriguez. He entered the Waffle House. Witnesses described him. He had a little dog. I hope the dog was okay. He yelled, "Get on the ground, y'all getting robbed." And then he grabbed some napkins before walking out, and he had finger guns. So he was totally arrested because they were saying that it was a robbery. Yeah.
You can't just take napkins?
I don't know. So tomorrow I'll tell you about the Florida guy who drove wrong way down a highway with a tractor trailer and women who got into a fight at the World of Beer.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.